Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the best animated shows ever, so far, with MC and Troy.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC. And this is the best animated shows ever. So far. Where we watch, discuss, and rank every animated show ever, eventually.
That's right, MC.
Yeah.
We are wrapping up our discussion today on Dexter's Laboratory with Season 1, Episode 3, or Episode 9 if you're using the HBO app, because for some reason the episodes are all wrong and I hate it. This episode covers three stories. Except there's a secret fourth story, once again. The three titled stories are Dexter's Rival, Simeon, and Old Man Dexter.
Yep.
And it's episode three, so we're just going straight into it, right?
Yep.
All right.
Unless you want to have a discussion about something.
I do want to sneeze. I wanted to sneeze first. I wanted to sneeze
that
first.
That was an opening for us to discuss what everyone's discussing right now.
The Rona?
Fall Guys.
Oh, Fall Guys. Wait, why was the sneeze... Wait, what? What does the sneeze have to do with Fall Guys?
No, nothing. I was talking about the opening of this show and talking about anything. Because you and me and Becky all got on and played it yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Fall Guys is great. I don't feel like I have a lot to say about it. To me, it takes all the years and years and years of training we've been doing of playing 3D platformers and is like, here, now it's competitive. Enjoy. But in a really ridiculous way. I like it, but I don't feel like I have a lot to say about it.
I've got awards for knocking people over and running over three different people.
Mm-hmm.
While on my side, so
I haven't looked at the achievements list. I really should.
Yeah, no, well, they popped up when I went out to play No Man's Sky again, so I was like, oh, I'll check what they are,
because MC's back on that No Man's Sky shit.
Yep,
you can't get out. All right, Dexter's Rival tells the story of Dexter meeting his, well, rival for the first time. Mandark, is that his name?
Yeah.
Who is a new student at the school who is also a scientist and is proven to be way smarter than Dexter at school. And then Dexter's like, well, I've got a lab. He doesn't have that. And so Dexter shows him his lab and Mandark's like, oh yeah, this is pathetic. I've got a way better lab. And therefore you should shut down your lab as a result. And Dexter's all sad because he has to shut down his lab. And then Mandark's like, hey, your sister's pretty hot. And Dexter's like, she also fucks shit up. I should let her go hang out in Mandark's lab and she'll break it all. And she does.
Yep, that's pretty much exactly what happens through this whole sequence of events. It seems like he might have been in town before showing up to class. And that's shown by the illustration of the lab not having enough power because Dexter's lab is still running, and then Dexter's lab shuts down and he gets the last little bit of power to run his lab.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a bad scientist. Like, I'm not a scientist.
Just make more power.
But, well, that too. But my understanding of scientists is that, like, scientists are generally pro other scientists because, like, it's like having a second set of eyes. Like, everybody helps to push things along. So I feel like him being like, no, I'm allowed to be the only scientist in town you're bad at science, though. Right?
True. Yeah, that's absolutely true. You want to have overview and, like, people double checking your reports and all that stuff, so you know we know what's coming out is the truth essentially in science.
Yeah,
and that's why you want as many eyes on it as possible.
Yeah. Mandark's a cool character. Like, I know he shows up a bunch throughout the show. I like him in general.
And he has a crush on Day-D.
Yeah, that was weird to me. That, like, that was the crux of the resolution of the episode, was, like, he's got the hots for Day-D, but Day-D's, like, a big dummy who will break everything. I don't know. It just, it's a little, I don't know.
She just wants to have fun.
Right? He's like, hey, I hear you like to dance. And he's like, got a whole salsa thing going on. And she's like, hell yeah, I do. And starts just like swinging him around and to smacking into things. Dexter just needs to build like a, okay. My problem with the Day-D thing was that it felt like it was mean to Day-D. And then my solution just was very mean to Day-D. Because I was going to say, he just needs to build like a padded room for Day-D to hang out in. That's terrible. Oops. That's not how I meant it.
I was thinking more obstacle course a la...
a la Fall Guys?
The ninja shows. All Fall Guys, yeah. I guess that would also work.
Yeah, if Day-D had a live-action Fall Guys obstacle course to hang out in, it'd be great. God, Day-D would be so good at Fall Guys. She'd like unlock secret cheats where she could like fly or something, because I feel like she does that in the show sometimes. Dial-in for Monkey Simeon?
Yeah.
Alright. So there's this monkey, right? And he's got no enhancements, no genetic mutations, but it turns out he's a superhero. We all know this because we've been watching Dexter's Lab. In this one, though, Agent Honeydew is like, yo, monkey, there's a space fleet and it's going to destroy the Earth. You got to get out there. And so he flies off into space and he lands on a space station and he meets a big old gorilla who kind of looks like, what's his name from the Hellfire Club MC from X-Men? He was in First Class.
Oh. Is that the guy who was mutated by the asteroid? Is that the one that you're talking about, or someone else?
Maybe. Like, he was mutated, like, thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
And now he runs this club, and so he's, like, immortal and been around forever.
Just Google that stuff, yeah, Google that stuff, yeah, Google that stuff all day long. Google that stuff, yeah, Google that stuff, yeah, Google that stuff all day long.
I just tried to Google that shit, and it took me to a real-life entry on the Hellfire Clubs, which was apparently a name for several exclusive clubs for high society ranks established in Britain and Ireland in the 18th century. No thank you, sir. I would like Hellfire Club. Comics. That's the one. Hellfire... Sebastian Shaw. To me, yeah. Simeon looks like Sebastian Shaw. But he's...
I think that... with cross with Grodd.
Well, Grodd, because he is a monkey, yeah. And Sebastian Shaw is not a monkey. But so he was supposed to be the first monkey in space, and they sent him out, and he got mutated, and now he's got superpowers, and he's got a grudge because he's like, humans don't care about us; they just want to use us for experiments. Which monkey has been being experimented on by Dexter, so he kind of has a point in terms of like. The protagonist of the show Dexter's Laboratory. But Monkey hangs out with Agent Honeydew. And he's like, Agent Honeydew's nice to me. She gave me a banana once. And then Monkey's like, hey, do you want this banana? And then Simeon's like, oh, I've got it all wrong. And rips his clothes off and frolics into the jungle.
Yeah. I don't know what to add to that. It's a weird sequence of, like... Monkey having like this deep felt moment with a banana.
It's this weird. Banana symbolizes so much. This is probably my least favorite monkey episode so far. It was just I don't know. I think it's because it was just a lot of talking. I'm like, come on, do something.
Yeah, and I guess it was maybe also trying to be like, hey, Monkey doesn't just have to, like, hit people and to get like, the job done. I'm not sure.
That's true. But that's like watching an episode of Flash where the resolution is like, hey, Barry, walk, Barry, walk. And it's like, but that's not why I'm here. I'm here to see the boy run. Let the boy run.
You just gave me your sneeze through the internet.
I did, yeah. You've got the digital Rona now. No, it's just because it's dusty out here.
Allergies.
I don't know why you sneezed.
Allergies in here. It's dusty in here.
I had fans going in here right up until we started recording, and so now all the dust that was circulating because of the fans is just slowly settling on my face. Anyway, then we get the secret bonus episode, MC. And in the secret bonus episode, oh, is this the fork one?
Yeah.
So Dexter's like, check it out. This is a tuning fork. It's really good for tuning things. And Dee Dee's like, it's a fork. And so I'm going to feed you cake with it. And then Dexter vibrates a bunch.
Yeah. And then Dee Dee eats a bit of cake off of the tuning fork. And she also vibrates and enjoys it. Whereas Dexter seems disturbed.
Mm-hmm. Well, wouldn't you be? That's not how tuning forks work. I would be very disturbed if that happened.
Yeah. It's cartoon physics. Don't think about it.
As a scientist, Dexter should be like, what the hell's going on here? That's not how any of this works. Why am I vibrating? What is this? Finally, that takes us to Old Man Dexter.
Essentially, Dexter's too young to stay up to watch movies with his family, I'm guessing. On a Friday, I can't remember. A Thursday, wasn't it?
I think it's Friday. I don't know.
No. I can't remember what day it was. But essentially, he wants to stay up and he gets sent to bed because he's got a bedtime of 8 p.m. or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so he hatches a plan to age himself with a machine before next weekend, I guess, to stay up and watch the movie with his family, and he gets mistaken as his grandpa.
Yeah, as soon as he pops out, Dee Dee's like, hi, grandpa! And then mom's like, it's lunchtime, and he's like, ooh, lunch, I love lunch, and tries to hobble his way on a cane downstairs to lunch. And by the time he gets downstairs, it's dinner time, and he shows up at the table, and Dexter's mom is like, hi, grandpa! And so, like, everybody just thinks he's grandpa. Apparently, Dexter's the spitting image of his mom's dad, apparently. But, hey, good news, MC, he does get to stay up to watch the movie.
Yeah, except he falls asleep before the movie starts, because he went a bit too far in the aging process and has made himself a very old man.
Now he's too old to stay up late.
Yeah.
This episode was interesting to me in that I feel like it was actually like a story with a moral, not just like goofy cartoon hijinks. It like actually had a moral of like, you know, live your life where you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it was nice. He does not return to normal age at the end of this episode. So once again, we have a Dexter's Lab episode with no ending, because the end of this is like 2 weeks from now, they're attending a grandpa's funeral and grandpa shows up and is like, what are you all doing here? And they're like, you're dead, grandpa. You're in the casket. And he's like, oh my God, that looks just like me, but I'm still alive. What the hell's going on here? And that's dark, man. I assume that's what happens.
That rant, I didn't know where it was going, and then it went real dark, and I'm so glad.
I didn't know where it was going either. That's the thing about the end of these Dexter's Lab episodes, is they just stop, and the story's not finished yet.
No.
I mean, the first story destroyed the universe in D-Dimensional.
Yep. Didn't fix it either. Just exactly. Put it in a loop.
That's what I'm saying. That loop then eventually destroys the universe. Yeah. It's time for the best and the worst. And the worst is first. MC.
I thought the Dial M for Monkey, like, pretty much anything to do with Simeon, or whatever his name was kind of forgettable.
Yeah. I agree. It just that was not the strongest dial-in for Monkey episode, for sure.
No.
For me, the worst was the resolution in Dexter's Rival. I don't like that the way that Dexter solved his problem was by, like, exploiting his sister. At least, I guess the problem I have with it is that I don't feel like he actually found value in Dee Dee in doing that. If it had been a thing where he's like, he realized that, like, you know, if he had been like, hey, Dee Dee, you know how you're really good at breaking my stuff? Well, there's this other guy, and he's, like, bullying me. Will you go break his stuff? And then she did it. I think I would like it fine. Like, if it was a thing where he saw value in her and respected that value in her. But instead, it just feels exploitative, and I don't like that. My best thing, though, was actually from Simeon. Even though I didn't like Simeon very much, my best thing was the voice that the guy was doing. Like, I was watching it, and I was like, who is this voice actor? I cannot figure it out. I know this voice. And I was like, is this like Macho Man Randy Savage last episode where I totally know this voice? I look it up, and it's a voice actor. He does a lot of voices, but I'm like, that's not it. And then I realized he's a monkey in space. He's doing a Charlton Heston impression from Planet of the Apes. And that's why the voice sounded familiar. And that became my favorite thing about that episode and about this set of stories as a whole was that the guy is doing Charlton Heston. I
totally didn't catch on to it until you just mentioned it. That's hilarious.
It is exact. Like, it is absolutely Charlton Heston. Which is very good. What was your best thing?
I'm going to say in the last episode, very much, like, just how slow and old they portray him, because he starts down the stairs at lunchtime and doesn't reach the bottom until dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the whole sequence, and like just him as an old man is hilarious.
Yeah, he's so like, and that is one of the things I guess I didn't mention when we watched it, but that was one of the things that stuck with me from watching Dexter's Lab as a kid. Is like, I absolutely remember old man Dexter.
Yeah.
Him just going like, like, I totally stuck in my head. Yeah, I think that's what we got for Dexter's Lab, MC. It's time to check the mail after these messages.
Hey everyone, Scott here with my good pal Rich. Say hi, Rich.
Hi.
And we're here today to tell you about a podcast we host together with our buddies Jay and Bill, the RPG After Years.
The after what?
The RPG After Years. Our show has entered into a new era of covering everything RPGs, both old and new. Thus it is after its first era. It's the After Years.
I thought RPG was rocket propelled grenade.
No, RPG stands for role playing game. It's a genre of video game. Every week we go through the latest news and discuss other relevant RPG related topics. We also review RPGs as we complete them.
So an RPG is not a rabid Portuguese goose?
No, thank God. From Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy to The Witcher and Cyberpunk, we've got RPGs covered from the dawn of time to the far-flung future.
Oh, I've heard of Final Fantasy.
I'd hope so. So check us out on iTunes or whatever your preferred podcast listening platform happens to be. You can also find us at probablywork.com. Level up your podcast feed with the RPG After Years.
Enjoy the show.
Is it time for mail?
Mail.
Let's check the mail.
Mail.
And we're back.
We are back. It is mail time. We didn't get a lot on this one. I shared the episode on Dexter's Lab subreddit on a Cartoon Network subreddit. I think. I don't remember where I shared it. I shared it in two places and didn't get a lot of feedback. But we did get two comments, so I wanted to share those real quick. One was from Oh, I should really look at people's usernames before I do this segment. N8 Nate DOGGMI Nate Dog Me. Maybe. Anyway, they say, "I love Dexter's Lab. The episode that sticks in my mind most is the dodgeball episode. He gets the mech suit and goes wild." I bet that Nate Dog Me doesn't even know that that's the first episode. That the episode that sticks in his mind most is the very start of Dexter's Lab.
Cartoon Network did that thing where they would, like, just put up different episodes from all over the place. Like,
oh, certainly. And, yeah.
And you'd get different seasons back to back.
Mm-hmm. This might have, this aired in order when it first aired, I'm sure. But on reruns, I think it was just all over the place. The other comment we got was from, it was from Eric. I really should read the comments before, or the usernames before I go into this. It's from friend of the show, Eric Slater, of the Epic Fails of History podcast, and also Too Young for This Trek, and also Podcasters Assemble, and also from the Epic Fails middle grade book series. I think that's everything. Also, that's it. Also of No Man's Sky. I literally did not realize
that this was Eric. I helped him build a base today.
This comment is from 11 days ago, and I did not realize it was Eric this whole time. He says, "I absolutely love Dexter's Lab. This, Batman reruns, and Powerpuff Girls were my after-school jam back in the 90s. And he says, "Man, how was that like 30 years ago? WTF time." And then he says, "But yeah, my absolute favorite was Beard to Be Feared. That episode still holds up pretty well, too." Have you seen that one?
No.
Do you remember that?
I'll have to go back and watch it.
It's kind of in line with The Old Man Dexter, where it's like the start of the episode is Dexter going, "Oh man, my life would be better if blank." And in Old Man Dexter, it was, "If I was old." So he makes himself old. And in this one, it was, "If I had a beard." And so he makes himself a beard. And then the whole episode is about him, like, how great life is when you have a big old beard. And it's, I think that's where it started, MC. I think that's where my desire to grow a beard started. And that desire never came to fruition because I have a tiny baby face and can't grow hair follicles on it. Not like your majestic beard.
I've trimmed mine back. I'm keeping mine nice and short.
Well, it's mask season, so you don't want like a giant beard. I saw a dude the other day, MC, with a beard like down to his belly button, and he was wearing his goddamn mask. If that guy can wear his mask, put your damn masks on, assholes. I don't think there's any assholes who listen to our show.
No.
So if you're listening to our show,
we're fairly wholesome.
I assume you're wearing a mask. Not right now, but like when you go out in public. Unless you're listening to this out in public, in which case you're wearing a mask. But if you know people who aren't wearing a mask, share that moment with them. Let them know, hey, there's this cartoon podcast I listen to that has a message for you about masks. And it's wear your damn mask, asshole. I had one more thing I wanted to talk about, MC. It's not really mailbag material, but if you remember back in the first episode, we talked about how there was an unaired episode of Dexter's Lab that had to do with cursing. You don't remember this? Okay. Basically, there's an episode that they never aired. Eventually, they put it up on YouTube years later because the premise of the episode is that Dexter's worried that he and Dee Dee are too rude to their mother, and so they invent he invents a machine to de-rude them. But what it does is splits them both into two people, and one's a really nice version of Dexter and Dee Dee, and one's a super rude version of Dexter and Dee Dee, and the rude versions just swear the whole time, and it's all censored, obviously, but it's really funny. It's very good, and like they're clearly saying the F word over and over again. Like it'll be like, "Dexter, will you come and clean the dishes?" And it'll be like, "Beep off, mom," and it's like, oh, Dexter, oh no. But here's the interesting thing.
It just sounds like me.
Basically.
When we're not
recording best animated shows ever. You know how Dexter's Lab likes to not end their episodes?
Yeah.
They do end this one in that the rude versions and the nice versions get recombined. But at the very end, the recombined Dexter says a bad word again. And so it's like now Dexter says bad words at the end of this episode. We live in the end of this universe is that the universe where Dexter says bad words. And that makes me very happy that world exists. That's all I got. Should we move on to picking the next show?
Do we pick the next show before we rank it?
Oh gosh, we gotta rank it, MC. All right, MC, I've got the big list up. I'm just taking a glance over it real quick. Have we not covered any other Cartoon Network shows? I mean, Dragon Ball Z, but I guess not, huh?
I don't think so.
Well, no. The top 10 is Batman the Animated Series, My Hero Academia, Dragon Ball Z Kai, Batman the Brave and the Bold, Dragon Ball Gargoyles, Darkwing Duck, X-Men, Attack on Titan, and DuckTales. But I gotta say, I don't think this is going in the top 10. Do you?
No, I don't think so either. I think it's around Dragon Ball Castlevania area.
Okay. So yeah, that's just a little lower. So at 11, we've got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, then Men in Black the Series, Dragon Ball Z, Castlevania, Pokemon Indigo League, Restaurant to Another World, Gate, Food Wars, Mob Psycho 100, and Star Trek the Animated Series in the 20th slot. God, I don't know, man. I don't think I'd even put it in that section, honestly.
Where do you reckon it lays, then?
Well, let me take you down the list a little further. Silver Surfer, Rocket Power, Miraculous Tales of Ladybug, Cat Noir, Dungeons & Dragons, SpongeBob SquarePants, Biker Mice from Mars, and then Legend of Zelda is at the bottom of the list. It's better than Legend of Zelda. I think it's probably better than Biker Mice from Mars, but SpongeBob is an interesting comparison because they both kind of do the multiple episode formats. They're both like pure comedy shows. I did like this better than SpongeBob, so I would put it above that. Is better than Dungeons and Dragons. Miraculous. Probably better than that. But then we get to Rocket Power, and I think that's probably my stopping point, honestly.
Yeah, I reckon it might be around... Oh, okay, I can see how you're thinking about it now. But yeah, I reckon below Silver Surfer, but above Rocket Power.
You want to put it above Rocket Power?
Yeah.
I can compromise to that. It's very close to me, but we'll put it above Rocket Power. So it takes the number 22 spot on the list. Now, MC. It is time to pick the next show, and what we're doing for this one, I think we're doing, we're actually trying to top the list, right? That's our goal.
Yeah.
So we're doing shows that might actually be the best animated show ever so far, and we've got some suggestions from Twitter. If I can just pull that up. Let's see here. All right. So we asked Twitter for any suggestions on what might be the best animated show ever so far. Eric suggested Samurai Jack and Cowboy Bebop. Tyler and Melissa both suggested Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. No. Is it Brotherhood or just Full Metal Alchemist? Because they're two different things, right?
Yeah, they're two different shows, but... I think they might have suggested Brotherhood.
I believe Tyler's preference is Brotherhood, if I remember right. Yeah. Bill suggested The Max, that weird superhero show that he keeps suggesting. And then, let's see, I think we had a couple other suggestions. Daniel K suggested Gogs, which looks like a very bad stop animation caveman show, and I think it's probably not actually good, but I'm still interested. Capsule J says Star versus the Forces of Evil.
I just got to bring up the Gogs.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Australian
I figured it must thing. Be.
It's like clay animation caveman.
But is
it's it's very funny.
Oh, okay. All right. And then let's see. Dixon Huris on Twitter suggested they said the best of all time goes to Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies, right? Which I hadn't even considered Looney Tunes, but yeah, I feel like that's got to be something we talk about at some point. Evan suggested on Discord Samurai Champloo. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood got brought up by Scott as well. I think that's a pretty good list. So I think from there, oh, South Park got suggested. King of the Hill, Powerpuff Girls, Pinky and the Brain, and Animaniacs. King of the Hill. All right, let's do we want to do six this time, MC? We've got a pretty good list here.
Sure.
Let's do six.
I will grab a D6.
All right. Oh. You grab a D6, and while you do that, I'm going to put on for the first one I'm putting on this list, I'm going to put Cowboy Bebop. What's your first one you want to put on there from what I read there?
I'm thinking that I'm going to go with Samurai Champloo.
Cool. Samurai Champloo. I'm going to put on Star versus the Forces of Evil. Star versus the Forces of Evil. Okay.
Samurai Jack.
Samurai Jack. Is there another samurai show that you can put onto the list?
No.
I'm going to put on the actually... Gogs. Oh, wait. Do I do Gogs or Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood? I couldn't remember what the full title is. I'll do Full Metal Alchemist. No, I'm going to do Gogs. It looks ridiculous.
Okay, then I'll do Full Metal Alchemist.
All right.
As the last one.
And are we doing Full Metal Alchemist or Brotherhood? It's Brotherhood, right?
Brotherhood, yeah.
Okay. All right, so we've got a D6 lined up, and we are rolling between 1, Cowboy Bebop, 2, Samurai Champloo, 3, Star vs. the Forces of Evil, 4, Samurai Jack, 5, the Gogs, my autocorrect changed it to Go-Go, and 6, Full Metal Brother Alchemist Brotherhood. Full Metal Brother Alchemist? I cannot say the name of that show. What did you roll, MC?
4.
A 4. It is Samurai Jack. You loaded that dice, MC.
I wish you cheated.
I see how it is.
I was actually hoping for 2.
We are watching Samurai Jack. Well, this is great because this is made by the same guy who made Dexter's Lab. So there's you know, continuity there. Samurai Jack aired in 2001. Created by Jandy Tartofsky, and the episodes that we will be watching when we watch the 2001 series Samurai Jack are episodes from season 1, starting with episode 1 of season 1, which is of course called, oh shoot, oh I'm excited, MC, it's a 3-part movie to start Samurai Jack. So yeah. All 3 parts are just called Samurai Jack, the premiere movie. Part 1, the beginning. Part 2, the samurai called Jack. And part 3, the first fight. MC, I'm going to make a special dispensation for our coverage of Samurai Jack for you. I have a special thing for you.
Okay.
You are allowed to talk about Ghost of Tsushima as much as you would like.
I can't talk about it too much because I don't want to spoil stuff for you, but I am going to talk about just like the setting and how beautiful the game is.
I'm excited for this. I'm excited. So awesome. We will be back next week to talk about the first part of Samurai Jack, the premiere movie. Until then, MC, What should they do? Do you remember?
Don't change the channel.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. We got it in one. Let's go. See you later. We're going to go watch Samurai Jack.
Thanks for listening to The Best Animated Shows Ever, so far. Find the show on Twitter at BaseSFCast or email us at BaseSFCast@gmail.com. That's BaseSFCast. Our intro music is Funnin' and Sunnin', and our outro music is Motivator, both by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com and licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next time.
This has been a presentation of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.